Our next story also starts in China, but before the Cultural Revolution. It's about Lian Chen, whose name some of you in the Midwest might recognize. Lian Chen was born in Guangzhou in the 1930s. She was one of 10 kids in her family. She grew up surrounded by food. Her father owned a grocery store. And while the family wasn't rich, it was prosperous enough to employ a family cook, whom Lian followed around in the kitchen and at markets, which would come in handy later after she married. Lian's daughter, Katie Chen, takes up her story.
My mother was matchmade to my father in Hong Kong when she was 18 years old. She moved in with someone she had never met, including her mother-in-law. And although she followed around the family cook, she actually didn't know how to cook because she wasn't actually hands-on cooking. So she had to teach herself. Her mother-in-law was quite critical. She always complained. So she just really, she dove in, and I think she found cooking to be an escape. My father had the opportunity to immigrate to Minnesota, where his sister lived. So they immigrated to Minnesota in 1956, and there were very, very few Asians at the time. There were a few families that they met, but my mother told me she would sit in the basement of our home on a chest and just cry. Because she didn't speak English, and it was like 10 degrees below zero. Plus, the community was largely Norwegian and Scandinavian, and she met wonderful neighbors, yet she didn't feel like she could relate to anyone around her. Plus, she couldn't even find ginger at the grocery store. But she improvised, and she grew a garden, beans and bok choy and eggplant, and little by little, she started being able to cook the dishes that she really loved. My mother was a seamstress. She had learned how to sew in China. She was making 50 cents an hour as a seamstress, working out of our home with five small children. She would whip up these amazing Cantonese dishes for us, but we wanted hamburger helper. She decided to cook a luncheon for some of her sewing clients one day, and they couldn't believe how delicious her food was. Because back in the day, all they had was chow mein and chop suey. They encouraged her to start teaching classes and to cater. We had this catering operation in our basement. When other kids were going to the mall or ice skating at the park, I was frying pork pieces in the basement, gritting my teeth, wishing I was at the mall. We all chipped in. I mean, that's the Chinese way. She became very popular, and she met a socialite who wanted to make my mom a star. So she encouraged her to open a restaurant and was able to get the owner of the Minnesota Twins and Sean Connery to invest in the first restaurant. I was in high school, and I didn't see her I barely saw her at all. But I knew that something really magical was happening to her. I didn't envision the food world for me. I felt like I wanted to do something completely different. So I went to school to study marketing, moved to LA. One day, I decided to throw a dinner party for some clients, and I realized I had forgotten how to cook. I could do 500 shrimp toast, no problem, but a dinner party was a completely different thing. So I kept calling my mom, and she was like, oh, I can't believe this. So she got on a plane with frozen lemon chicken, and she showed up on my doorstep, cooked the entire meal for my clients, and let everyone think I had cooked it. My mother was diagnosed with liver cancer. As she got more ill, she really honed in on teaching me everything that she knew. Through cooking together in the kitchen, she felt like she could open up and tell me about some of the hardships she endured, being matchmade to someone she didn't like, having an overbearing, cruel mother-in-law, having a business as a minority woman, and being discriminated against. All these things she never really talked about because you don't burden your children with these things in Chinese culture. But I think she felt like becoming a bit more American, actually, and opening up to me as her daughter. before she passed away, she had to go to the hospital. And my sister called the ambulance. She was living with my sister at the time. And as they're like lifting her into the ambulance, she calls out to my sister, "Don't forget to eat the pork pieces in the oven."
That's food writer Katie Chin with the incredible story of her mother, Leanne Chin. Back in the 1980s, Leanne sold her restaurant business to General Mills for millions of dollars, and Leanne Chin Chinese restaurants are still very much a thing in Minnesota. Katie Chin's latest book is called Everyday Chinese Cooking, 101 Recipes from My Mother's Kitchen, and a big tip of the old hat to producer Alex Galifant for that story.